Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Can't have my increase. Break it out, break it out, break it out. Oh, praise God. We thank God for this evening, for you, you, and you. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for our life, our health, our strength. Amen. Give honor to Christ, who is the head of my life. Amen. To my pastor, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith. To my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, and all the ADM family. Good evening. Good evening to all of our international partners as well. And good evening, USA, for this is the day that the Lord has made. And we're going to rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry and delivered us from the muck and the miry clay. Good evening, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you?
I'm blessed, Pastor Smith. How about yourself?
Blessed.
Amen, amen. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come first giving Jesus Christ the honor, who's the head of my life, and to my husband, Deacon Joe, and to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, and to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, and everyone at ADM Ministry, and every friend. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once more, God, unless we know how, God, coming to the throne of thanksgiving, God. We just thank you for this day, God. We thank you, God, for just carrying us from this morning down to now, God. We just thank you for shielding us and protecting us in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we lift up our men of God and women of God once more to you, God. Constantly lifting them up in the name of Jesus, God, that you continue to strengthen them, God.
Amen.
Continue to shield and protect in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for all things, God, from the littlest to the biggest, God. We thank you how you just carried us down the highways and the byways, God, and still continue to keep us shielded and protected, God. We thank you for your strength, God, that you empower into us, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your trial, our trials and our tribulation, God. We thank you for continuing to let us push like never before, God. We thank you, God, for continuing to stretch in us, God. in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up every youth that it is once more, God. Constantly we lift up our youth, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you constantly shield them and protect them, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you continue just to teach them, Lord. Teach them like never before. God, we realize, God, some of our youth are raising themselves, God. So we say, God, send your angels and special around them, God. Lead them and guide them into the path of righteousness for your name's sake, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you bring them into the house of prayer, God, so they will be taught the way to go and the way to live in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, we lift up our family member once more, God. We have family members, God, yet is not saved, God. But we pray today, God, continue to lift them up, that they will be saved, delivered, and set free, and filled with your precious Holy Ghost. God, we thank you, God. We lift up every sick and shed-in vessel that it is, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we continue to say, God, by your stripes, they are healed, God. God, we continue to stand on your word like never before, God. Let us continue to cry out like never before to you, God. Just lay before you, God. Oh, just tell you everything all about us, the situation, God. We thank you, God, because we realize, God, that you're working it out, that you have turned it all around. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for what you're even doing right now, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I lift up the Mumford family once more to you, God. I lift up the Wing family, the Davis family, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I lift up the Jackson family to you today, God. I pray, God, God, that you draw them near to you, God. Save, deliver, and set free. God, in the name of Jesus, God, let us continue to love one another as you have loved us, God. Continue to let us love on one another, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I lift every mother that it is, spiritual mothers and natural mothers today, God. We pray, God, that you strengthen them, God, in a mighty way, God. In the name of Jesus, God, keep your loving arms all around them. Protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger, God. We thank you today, God. We just constantly cry out to you, God. We thank you for moving us up like never before, God. We pray, God, continue to lead us and to guide us, God. Be our mind regulator for us today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, little Moshe, God, as we open our mouth today, God, little Moshe, God, have your way, God. We can't do nothing without God. Oh, but God, we realize we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us today, in the name of Jesus, God. Keep us in your loving arms, God. Oh, God, we thank you for being that keeper for us, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up the nation to you, God, the south, east, north, and the west, Lord, oh, Moshe, God. Edge that you just touched today, God, in a mighty way, God, in the name of Jesus, God, let them know that you're God all by yourself. Let them know that you're still a healer. Let them know that you're still a deliverer, that you're still a devotion at all, that you're still the one that can rock them when they feel all alone in the midnight hours, God. Oh, God, of the most, God, let us begin to walk our homes, God. Let us declare the most, God, in our home, God, that peace will be in our home, God. Love will be in our home, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for the angels that you have dispatched, the most, God, over our homes, God, over us, and that, even at our doors, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. Let us continue to cry out to you, God. Don't let us get weary and well-doing, God. Let us continue to love one another, God. No matter what the most, God. Oh, God, the most, God, don't let us look at the situation, God. But when we look out of our sun, only we thing we can see is you moving, God. That you're moving for us, God. And that you're loving us out of our sun. That you're shielding and protecting us in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up our spouse today, God. We pray, God, that you continue to do a great work in them, God. We pray, God, that you continue to lead them and to guide them. In the name of Jesus, shield them, Lord, like never before, God. We thank you, Lord. We cry out constantly for the backslider. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, on the most, God, that they come forth, and they will come forth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we realize, God, that you are the first Lord. Oh, God, I tell the most, send the most, have your way today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let us stay focused on you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let our hearts stay in the right place, God. Shield and protect our hearts, God. in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in elbow say, God, be that mind regulator for us, God. That our mind can stay clean and pure, that it will stay on you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us run this race with patience, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us look towards the hill today, which coming our help, realizing all our help coming from you, God, because no other help that we know, God. We thank you for the food that you have put on our tables, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Sometimes, God, it might not be what we want to be, God. Yet and still we'll say thank you for the food, God, that you prepared today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we realize tomorrow is not promised to us, God. We thank you for all things just for the day. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. Oh, the little boy said, God, we thank you, God. These things we ask this afternoon, huh? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. And God, constantly have your way. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, glory, hallelujah. God, we thank you. Holy Spirit of the living God, we thank you.
Thank you
for that opportunity. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, we do, Lord.
Now come, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, and have your way.
Yes.
In every circumstance and situation, from the north, south, east, and the west, Holy Spirit.
Lord Jesus, yes,
have
Lord.
Your way.
Yes,
right
Lord.
Now.
In the
Jesus' name.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes,
in
Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we're going to move on, praise God. And we're getting ready to bring one, amen, Mother Helen Walker, a.k.a. Mother OG.
Amen.
Our 80-year-old plus.
Hey, yes, Lord.
Monarch. Amen. Praise God. In the
AM
minute, to come forth with the living word of God,
Lord Jesus.
To impress upon our hearts to follow
Lord.
Jesus.
Yes.
Good evening, Mother OG. You
amen.
Have the
amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Smith. And God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless
well,
you, Mother.
I'm not going to be before you long. It's just going to be some words of, to encourage us on today. You know, there's so much going on, too. We just need to hear a word of encouragement and know that God is with us at all time. But first, I want to give honor to God, who's the head of my life, keeper of my soul, to my wonderful pastor, Temple Spencer, First Lady Lakeisha. Behind every good man, there's a good woman, and that's none other than First Lady Lakeisha Spencer.
Amen.
We give honor to you, Pastor Smith, to your wonderful queen, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to Minister
Amen.
Nita, Monica, all Amen. Of the ministers, Tay, everybody at the ADM. I come with peace and many, many blessings to the United States listeners, to the foreign listeners, I say praise God and bless you. Well, I'm going to be coming from the 46 Psalms today. And for a lot of you that don't know, David did not write all of the Psalms. This was a psalm that was written by the Sons of Korah. Either some versions of the Bible call them the son, the clan of Korah. This psalm was really a song that they sung. It was a celebration of security of Jerusalem as the city of God. And this being said, the song God, a mighty fortress is our God was written by Martin Luther, and it was penned from this song. I'm going to read the entire 46 psalm, but I'm going to be pivoting my message around the first three and the last, number 11. And if I had to give it a title, I would say God is with us. Either I would say SOS prayers. You know, back in the day, they say when a ship was about to sink or anything that was going on in the ocean, they would take a white flag and read SOS, you know, save. But I don't really know if that's letters, if that's what it means, but save, our souls is what I would say. Because when you pray, that's what it's all about. So we're going to talk about SOS prayers. And know that God is. He's always ready to help in time of trouble. And so we won't be afraid. God is our reading from the New English Version. God is our shelter and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not be afraid. Even the earth is shaken and mountains fall into the ocean's depth. Even the seas roll and rage and the hills are shaken by the violence. There's a river that brings joy to the city of God, to the sacred high house of the Most High. God is in that city and it will never be destroyed. At early dawn, he will come to its aid. Nations are terrified, kingdoms are shaken. God thunders and the earth dissolves. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come and see what the Lord has done. See what amazing things he has done on earth. He stopped wars all over the world. He break bows, destroyed spears, and set shields on fire. Stop fighting, he says, and know that I am God, supreme among the nations, supreme over the world. The Lord Almighty is with us, and the God of Jacob is our refuge. You know, there are times we can get overwhelmed with problems and whatnot, and this is what this psalm, it's a psalm of comfort. I was reading a little thing the other day, and it said one day a woman was driving through the countryside when she saw a tornado approaching. So she hid behind her car and watched as it demolished a nearby house, running over to what was now a hole in the ground. She saw a man hunkered down with his eyes closed. She said, "Are you okay? Is there anybody down there with you?" she asked. He replied, "Just me and God having an urgent conversation." With that being said, you know, nothing fuels prayer like real need in a crisis. Even unbelievers will pray. There are some issues in life we simply cannot resolve on our own. When I'm in trouble, I pray knowing you listen. In a time of trouble and overwhelming things, we are living in the land of catastrophic storms, lawlessness, senseless killings. Look like nobody's afraid of the law anymore, and they certainly seem not to fear God. So this is what are we talking about, that he is our refuge and he is our strength in the time of trouble. When we get overwhelmed, we get discouraged, we get disgusted, and sometimes we'll put up this sign called HALT. And what that means, H is for hateful, A is for angry, L is for lonely, and T is for tired. All of these things can stop your many, many blessings. When you have this kind of sign or these kind of thoughts in your mind or in your heart, then God can't do what he needs to do. He told you in the first verse that he's our shelter and our strength, and he's ready to help in a time of trouble. If I could witness to some of those storm victors, this would be the ideal thing to tell them. Even though the ocean flooded, even though their homes flooded, still know that God is our shelter and strength, always ready to help us in a time of trouble. So we will not be afraid, even when the earth is shaken and the mountains fall into the ocean's depth. Even the seas roar and rage, and the hills are shaken by violence. But remember, he's still our refuge and our strength. He told us in the 121st Psalm to do what? Keep looking to the hills of which cometh all our help. All our help cometh from the Lord. He is our refuge. He is a present help in the time of trouble. I know that there are times when you have problems with family, sickness in your body, loss of a loved one. Just seem like everything that can go wrong will go wrong. But if you would just find the time, I'm talking to saints and unbelievers also, if anybody's unbelieving on the sound of my voice, find the time to get in your word. Start in the Psalms. There's so many inspiring and encouraging Psalms. He tells you that the Lord is your shepherd. You shall not want. Let not your heart be troubled. Lean on him and depend on him and acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. Many times we try to work things out on our own, and when you do that, you bump heads. We focus too much on the problem and not enough on God. With all of this being said, we shouldn't be afraid of anything. We should still just think about these words. Pin them on your mirror. Pin them to the head of your bedpost. God is our shelter and strength, always ready to help in a time of what? Troubles. So we will not be afraid, even if the earth is shaking, even when we see the storms coming, even when we hear ugly things on the TV about things, a shortage, things being cut off and this and that. That's a lot of hype. That's when you get your SOS to save, oh, save, God. Come to my rescue. I know you my refuge and my strength. I could not fear what man or anyone can do unto me. I will trust you at all times. You are my refuge. You are my help. You are my hope and a present help in the time of trouble. I will not be afraid. Even if you walk through the house and just repeat the Lord's Prayer, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Where? On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Oh, my God, what a word, what a prayer. That was a prayer that he gave his disciples. You know, when they said, Lord, teach us how to pray. If you don't know no other prayer but the Lord's Prayer, say it from the depth of your heart. Don't let your heart be troubled. Do not worry for bad reports from the doctor. He did say that he's a healer, and by his stripes we are healed. Then he said that you would lack for nothing, no good thing, those who walk upright and be upright with him and love him with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself.
Yes.
Why are we afraid? Why do we worry? Why do we give? You have to give him a praise when you're down, when you're up, and all in between.
Amen.
Don't give just an ordinary praise. Give him the best you got, because he is our refuge and our strength. Always ready to help us in a time of trouble. We will not be afraid. Even the earth is shaken and the mountains fall into the ocean depth. Even if the seas roar in rage and the hills are shaken by violence, we will not be afraid. And I drop down to the 11th verse. So the Lord is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. So why are we afraid? Why don't we seek refuge? Why don't we abide under the Almighty, the shadow of the Almighty? He spreads his wings, and he takes care of us day by day. The world say we need air to breathe. We need water to drink. But we're going to look what the Bible says. He says, I am the living water. I am the breath of life. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. So when you send up your SOS prayer, I hear you. Even if you don't speak, I hear prayer off a silent heart. So this day I say, take your refuge in God. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways and let him direct your path. I hope these words have encouraged somebody this day, and know that you have a refuge. All your hope is in Christ Jesus, and keep looking to the hills. Know that God hears your silent heart. He hears what you speak. And like the pastor said, it's all good. God bless you.
Amen and amen, Mother. Praise God.
Yes.
What a rich word. Amen. Our refuge. our hiding place. Amen. And he is our strength. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And now we turn it over to our pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer.
God bless you all. God bless you all. I thank God for each and every one of you. You know, that's is a very important scripture that Mother Helen is really bringing out. And I just really hope through the process and through the things that each one of you went through as saints of God and as peoples of God, you know, understand that God didn't give us the spirit of fear. So you don't have to fear anything, you know, if people talking about you, coming up against you, anything like that. You just fear God. Remember this year, end this year strong, and end this year with your trust in God. Don't worry about anything else. You don't have to worry about anything else, because I'm pretty sure that many of you, you don't went through some things in life to where you could just turn around and just say, why I am fearful, why I am scared, why I'm worried, why I am concerned about what's going on or what has been said or what decision might be made, because God done kept you this far. He's not going to leave you. And many of you, you are being blessed. God is blessing you. He is showing out for these last couple of months that he prophesied the beginning of September to the body all the way up to now. He is showing out and doing what he say he's going to do. Guess what? He's still showing out, even though you might have persecution, even though you might have certain decisions that make you feel a certain type of way, even though you have some haters to come up against you. Guess what? He's still showing out in your life. He's still doing what he say he's going to do. Why? Because man don't make the last decision. God made the last decision. And guess what? Who should you fear? God is the one that we should fear. Never fear a decision. Never fear what someone got to say. Never fear even life. Amen? Because you got to understand, I'd rather fear the one that gives the life and also could take it away. My God Almighty. I want you to end this year strong. I want you to end this year with explosive. And I want you to begin to reposition and reset your life and understand that the Lord is my strength and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Therefore, you should know any decisions might come, things might happen. Guess what? You will not fear. You're going to keep focused on God. Why? Because if he brought you through the things and the hells and the high water that you already done came through, you done went through, you think he's going to leave you? That's why I tell everyone, my God Almighty, stay connected to God. You stay in God, you don't have nothing to worry about. You stay in God, you're going to always win. You stay in God, I'm telling you, you think you've been blessed. You think that God opened up the windows of heaven and poured you out a blessing. You stay in God. You haven't seen nothing yet. And I declare and decree tonight that many of you, that what you go through or what you dealing with, you're going to look at that thing as a small thing. You're going to look at that issue as a small issue. Why? Because the God that you are in, the God that you are staying in, the God that you don't enter to, he's bigger than every issue that might come your way, every decision that it might come at you. At the end of the day, guess what, saints of God? Guess what? Your blessing that God has for you, it's not determined by people, it's not determined by men, it's not determined by haters, it's determined by you and God. And I'm telling you right now, many of you, you just get stirred up and you get ready, because what God has for you, it is for you. And you can tell your haters bye-bye, you can tell your issues bye-bye, you can tell your situation bye-bye, you can tell your stress bye-bye. Why? Because once you enter inside the house, you don't know what's going on outside of the house. And guess what? When I'm in the house, I don't worry about what's going on outside of the house, because I'm in a place of safety. I'm in a place of refuge. I'm in a place where I can be nourished. I can be lifted up. I can be strengthened. You are in a place with God. Guess what? Tell that whole thing bye-bye, because you got to look towards the hill which come into your help, and your help is already here. Remember, saints of God. Remember, saints of God. Don't give no focus to things that doesn't have no substance in your life. Once you give some focus to it, regardless if it's conversation, regardless if it's persecution, regardless if it's lies, regardless if it's manipulation, regardless if it's negative decision, once you give focus to it, that is what giving you, that's you giving power to that issue. Give focus to God, and you stay in God. That's why I can tell anybody, I'm going to always win. My family going to always win. ADM, guess what? We going to always win. Why? Because we are in God. My God, and if anybody wrote you on any situation, any issue, any devil, anything, my God Almighty, guess what? They got to come and get you. They got to come in God to come and get you. Other than that, guess what? They are not going to come get you because they probably ain't ready to be changed. Come get me while I am in God. You stay focused on God. And as long as you stay focused on God and understand that's who I fear, that's who I fear, that's who we fear. And long as we stay in God, you got to believe Scripture is going to fulfill itself. All things work together for its good. God bless you, Pastor Smith. Thank you again, once again, Mother Helen. Good topic. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Apostle, amen. Amen for coming in. Amen. Praise God. And Mother, we thank God for that rich word that you brought. Amen. A word from the Lord. Amen, that we can think of, amen, we can chew on it and digest it and live on it. It's what's so important, knowing that God is our safety and our strength. Amen. Come on back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. where we're going to have our own Deacon Joe Jackson come and break the word of God with us again. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mother, I tell you, well, I mean, you just know how to bring it. Praise God. And if we're listening, amen, praise God. We could understand
you, Pastor,
something. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
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 Well,
amen.
God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. And may the joy of the Lord be your strength on today. You have a God bless day.
God bless.
Just make it the cry of your heart.
I want to see.